So, what have we learned about Audio Boo? Well, I used it last night. I went out and recorded at a rock and roll type show. And like I suspected, the microphone I'm using, of course, is going to get totally blasted out and made the music pretty much unlistenable. But Audio Boo as itself worked pretty well. I recorded four times at the club. And let's see, two of those times the router at the club had a little trouble, I guess, uploading my 5-minute track. So I would get an error message and I'd have to hit upload again and wait and wait and wait, and finally it went up. I was using Twitter feed to repost those things to Twitter, and it only reposted three of them because in half hour increments it was only grabbing one. I fixed that. Actually, I'm going to be using just plain old Twitter to repost right from Audio Boo, not from Twitter feed itself. Is this a fun thing to do? Yeah. Is it a good way to report, send reports if I'm out on the road, if I'm at a convention or a film festival and I want to send periodic reports? It might be a cool thing to do. It doesn't really tie into my blogs very well, but I might be able to send links another way. I initially bought this $20 mic for my iPod Touch to do something like this. I've got the iTalk app on the iPod, and there's also now the Voice Memo app. iTalk gets good quality sound, but you gotta then connect to a computer to pull the files over. Voice Memo, the new Voice Memo from Apple's 3.0 iPod software, that you can email the files to yourself, but they're compressed in a different way. I'm going to do like a side-by-side comparison between the three versions, between the mic from Audio Boo, I'm sorry, the recordings from Audio Boo, which is an MP3 compression, the iTalk, I think, which records WAV, and the M4As from the Voice Memo. I'll do a side-by-side and see how well each one is. Well, that's it for now, and I don't know, stay tuned for more boos from Bose. Boy, that's going to get really lame real quick, isn't it? Okay, see ya.